How many of y'all seen Smokey and the Bandit recently? No, I meant second chance. He went end over end. Finished it, he went pro when he lost part of his eyesight so he couldn't race no more. He never lost his touch when he got under the hood. He knew how to make them run. He knew one day he would see his name in victory lane and engraved on that cup just like all them other crazy fools were racing in the blood. How does she feel? You just wait on the legs, get long enough to reach the gas. Once you put her on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back. Take me out the garage. He'd take me empty bucket to fill it full of engine parts. He'd sit me down and pour them out in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. We'd jump in his old car and go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what each driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number 3 might have the car, 43's got the nerve. But before I turn 18, Daddy said that pretty soon you'll be old enough to race, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. Taught you all about it, taught you everything I know. You gotta have a car to do and you gotta work by your own.
Track was mine. So I want to thank South San Gabriel for playing tonight. And I want to thank the Wigs for playing tonight. And I want to thank Lucci Space for being a big part of making this town one of the greatest towns in the world. And so it's such a privilege to get to live here. And thank you to Lucci Space for the part you play in it. And if y'all haven't checked them out, go over and check out what they're doing over there. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Y'all watch this. No, turn that fucking light off.
This is how Genesis happened. Somebody had a light they could turn on and everybody went, woo, and they're like, oh. Let's buy some more lights.